Well, good evening. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being because, we have with us a very, very special guest, Dr. Madeline Cosman, who is a lawyer who specializes in legal things. She's on the good side of the issues. She's a friend of organized medicine. She's a friend of doctors. She's a friend of sanity in a world gone mad. And we're going to be talking about something that neither one of our presidential candidates will discuss, and that is illegal immigration, the tremendous cost of illegal immigration from so many points of view. Now, I believe it was President Reagan who said, you know, a country that can't guard its borders is not a sovereign nation. We are being invaded, and of course the invasion is being helped by traitors. People at the highest echelons of our government who are intentionally allowing this illegal immigration because they have an agenda, and that is, of course, they want to create a multicultural society with multiple religions and multiple languages so they can play one group against another, and because they know that the heritage of America was, of course, originally a Christian heritage, and they can destroy that. They can destroy the nation. And with that as the background, Dr. Cosman, thank you so much for being with us.
It's a great pleasure to join you, Dr. Spann.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and give us a little of the background of your activities, your educational background, and what you do. And then, of course, we'll get into the high cost of illegal immigration in ways that most people have never thought of.
Terrific. I'll be very pleased to. My field is medical law that I have been working in one way or another for at least 40 years. I have a doctorate from Columbia University, a law degree from Benjamin Cardozo School of Law. I am a New Yorker who migrated to California, and I'm thrilled to be on the West Coast. And one of the things that I have discovered as a Californian is that reality is a combination of what is seen and what is not seen. Needless to say, I knew this when I was on the East Coast, but I've had a dramatic introduction to this because of the role of illegal aliens in California medicine, and therefore the role of illegal aliens in American medicine. And if we contemplate what is seen as opposed to what is not seen, we are told even by beloved President Bush that illegal aliens are hard-backed, hard-handed manual workers who have strong family values and desire the American dream. However, what is not seen is a powerful destructive force that gladly I share with you and your listeners.
All right, well, we're going to get to that in just a moment. Our guest is Dr. Madeline Cosman, a fascinating speaker, fascinating ideas, and people have to understand that there are lots of people who want to come to America to have the American dream, but in the process of getting the American dream for themselves, they may destroy the American dream for the rest of us. So, well, that is the background, why, of course, wait just a moment, and as we develop these ideas, they're very straightforward, they're very simple, everybody should consider this, and since they're never mentioned, most people have no idea what we're talking about. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this afternoon is Dr. Madeline Cosman, and we're going to be talking about the high cost of illegal immigration, costs in ways that most people do not really understand. We have a massive immigration of America today. It is an illegal immigration that is being fostered by our great tax-exempt foundations, by people in government, and by the leaders of both political parties who are dedicated to the changing of the demographics of America, to creating a multicultural society, to a multilingual society, and a multiple religious society. They realize that the best way to destroy America and merge us into this one-world government is to foster this illegal immigration, which is why neither presidential candidate will address this very, very serious issue. Have you noticed that neither one of them wants to talk about it? Why? Because both of them are dedicated to continuing what's happening because they know it will destroy America, but they can't tell the American people that. And with that as the background, Dr. Cosman, why don't you begin to pick up and review the impact of illegal immigration and how it is impacting on the lives of everybody listening to this program today, and nobody's telling them.
With great pleasure, or I should say with great regret that I have to make this report. There are four things, Dr. Spann, that I've been studying recently that have actually made me shudder with horror, even though I'm a creature who is very rarely frightened of anything. Number one, there's been a terrible degradation in our hospital emergency facilities and a rapid closing of some of our best and most important emergency rooms and trauma centers. Second, there's been a huge increase in what many of us call anchor babies. And if your listeners don't know about anchor babies now, I hope they will with enthusiasm after our hour is over. Then there's a third point. There's been a huge explosion of medical welfare caused in great part by the illegal aliens. And the fourth point is one that is totally hidden even from physicians, and that is the peril of infectious diseases returning to our country after we had totally obliterated and vanquished those very diseases, such as tuberculosis and malaria.
All right, fine. Well, I want you to sort of hold that thought for a moment, because we're of course going to be bringing our other stations back on board with us here as out across America we reach out to bring the truth. Well, Dr. Stan and Dr. Cosman has been talking about the four major impacts, of course, of illegal immigration. The first would be the closing down of emergency rooms and hospital facilities. The second is the concept of anchor babies. The third is the medical welfare. And the fourth is the peril of the new diseases that are being brought in. You know, we have a public health policy that has been designed to protect the health of the American people. And as Dr. Cosman points out, so many of the diseases, the tuberculosis and leprosy and other diseases, have not been a problem in America because, of course, people coming into our country were always checked for this. But that is no longer the case. Oh, no. Of course, after all, the leaders of both political parties want this flood of immigration. And with this is coming a flood of the resurgence of diseases that we thought, of course, had been eliminated long ago. So with that as the background, Dr. Cosman, why don't you pick up the story?
Certainly. Here in California, I had actually been invited to review the problems that one particular hospital had been suffering. And when I went through the books and when I looked at the various legal problems it was having, it became plain to me that it was going to go bankrupt within a matter of a few weeks. And why? Because it was not being paid for the required medicine and surgery that it was providing for huge numbers of illegal aliens who are taught to come to emergency rooms with whatever ails them. If it is a hangnail, if it is an injured back, if it is cardiac arrest, if it is the result of violent action, they come and do not pay and expect and get free medical care. We have a law called EMTALA, that's the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act, that requires that every emergency room physician must treat anyone coming to it until stabilized for release or stabilized for transfer. And that means whether or not the person can pay, whether or not the person is insured, and whether or not the person is legally here. A woman pregnant who comes ready to give birth must remain in that hospital in order to deliver her child. Again, whether or not she's able to pay, whether or not insured, or whether or not legal. What is horrible about this is that it's what is called an unfunded mandate. That is, if the physician or the emergency room refuses to provide care, then per incident of such refusal, the hospital or physician is going to be fined between $25,000 and $50,000. Remember, that's per person or per time of refusing. However, the hospital and the practitioner are not paid. So it is slave labor. This type of absurd interference in the appropriate capitalistic arrangements in our medical system has led to the amazing number, Dr. Spann, of AC4 hospitals just in California closing. 60 hospitals closed between 1993 and 2003. And in this last year, and the year is not even complete, another 24 hospitals have closed and are in the process right now of closing their doors forever, which means that not only will the illegal aliens accustomed to coming to the emergency wards and trauma units not get care, but neither will we, who are the tax-paying citizens of the fair state of California.
Well, you know, I think there are a couple of aspects of this that really should be mentioned. Number one is that many times, and we've heard this story, that, you know, if you go in Mexico and you're a Mexican and you don't have any insurance and you're severely injured and you're close to the border, they'll simply put you into an ambulance and ship you to the local nearest hospital in the United States. Those ambulances are allowed to come across the border. They arrive at a hospital in San Diego and they have to take them and they have to care for them and they have to give them first-class medical care, and of course there's no reimbursement for Mexico because Mexico doesn't care, but they know that this is a way of getting quality care here in America that you are going to pay for. And the other thing is when the hospital has to put out tremendous amounts of money, $50,000, $100,000, $300,000, $500,000 to take care of some of these seriously injured people, where do they get the money from? Well, they don't get it from the government. They have to cost shift to you. That certainly doesn't come from the government because they have caps put on their Medicaid and Medicare payments. So it's got to go to the private health insurance. It drives up the cost of private health insurance. And why do you think health insurance is going up at 11, 12, 13% a year? Part of it is this policy, this insane policy, that where the hospitals have to provide care for people who are here illegally, many times intentionally coming to get care or deliver their babies, and you are paying for it, and so they say, oh, we have to have socialized medicine, we have to have a new government program. The government created the problem in the first place.
You're absolutely correct. And let me add to the horror, it's not simply the people who are living here who are illegal aliens who get the treatment, and it's not simply those who are crossing the border in the ambulances from Mexico, and indeed all the drivers of ambulances as well as of taxis know well the law, EMTALA, requires that we treat for free anyone who comes into within 250 feet of a hospital emergency ward. But what we generally don't appreciate is that a lot of the illegal aliens are involved in violent crime, and these are some of the most expensive cases that come to the emergency units and trauma units because of something called drop and run. You've all heard of hit and run cases, but in certain cities, there are drop and run cases in which seriously injured people who are the illegal aliens involved in gang warfare and drug trafficking are dropped at the emergency room door or loading dock, and then the car speeds away. So a drop and run case is very often the circumstance in any one of the so-called crime sanctuary cities. It's hard for people to understand it who don't live in California, but let me just give you some statistics. In Los Angeles, 95% of all outstanding homicide warrants are for illegal aliens. 66% of all fugitive felony warrants are for illegal aliens. The horrendous 18th Street gang, which all my staff members constantly warn me of every time I go to Los Angeles, this gang has 20,000 members. The LAPD says 80% are illegal aliens. The Department of Justice thinks it's only 60%, but there we are. There's another hugely powerful gang involved in murder, racketeering, and drug exchanges, and that is at least 60%, closer probably to 80% illegal aliens. Something else I assume that most of the listeners don't know is that there's a group of cities that are called crime sanctuary cities in which the illegal aliens are protected against arrest.
Now, they are protected against arrest. In other words, the local officials aren't allowed to enforce the laws?
That is precisely the case. In fact, the local officials, including the police, including the physicians, including the hospital administrators, cannot report people they know to be illegal aliens to the Homeland Security Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That's the old INS. Furthermore, in Los Angeles, there's something called Special Order 40 that prohibits the cops from initiating any police action where the objective is to discover the alien status of the person. So the hospitals in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, in San Diego, in New York, in Chicago, in Miami, in Austin, in Houston, Texas, all of these cities that are crime sanctuary cities are the sanctuaries for illegal aliens. And in these cities, more than many another state, or cities in other states, the hospital emergency rooms and the trauma units are in special peril.
And, of course, most countries throughout the world, most countries, say, Switzerland, New Zealand, Australia, they're not going to allow anybody who wants to come into their country to come in because they realize it will destroy the nation. But, of course, the Ford Foundation in this country actually has formed organizations like MALDAVE and LULAC actually to protect the illegal aliens. Why? Because the Ford Foundation and Henry Ford were always intent upon the destruction of our society. This is the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation have been pushing this sort of thing for years. But the Ford Foundation is the great culprit as far as illegal immigration. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know.
I agree with you, and I deeply regret it, but I'm thoroughly grateful to you for your brilliant voice of reason and your voice of liberty, and I'm glad to participate.
Well, I'm glad to have you. Well, let's go on. We've got about a minute before we have to get to our next break.
Anchor babies. Anchor babies are the infants born to illegal alien women, and they instantly become citizens and instantly qualify for welfare aid.
And so they anchor the family here in America forever. And, of course, if you're going to have a baby and you're living south of the border, you're smart enough to know that if you can get to the United States and have your baby here, it becomes a basis for welfare and you're staying and all sorts of wonderful benefits. The anchor baby is the greatest invention of the liberal politician aimed at destroying the fabric of our society. We'll be right back here with Dr. Madeline Cosman here at Radio Liberty.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with the TWA 800 on the way down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinix is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly one of our very good friends, Mildred Holmes, has reserved the meeting hall down at the Holiday Inn in Santa Cruz. That's on Ocean Avenue. I think it's 611 Ocean, for this Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. The most important election of modern history is going to be held on the 2nd of November, and Mrs. Holmes is inviting people to come down to hold a prayer section to pray for our country, and there'll be people praying for various things. We hope that you can come. That's this Saturday evening at the Holiday Inn in Santa Cruz, and certainly it's starting at 7 o'clock in the evening, where people of faiths will be invited to come together and to pray for God's blessing upon this country, God's blessing upon what's going to happen on the 2nd of November. And all we can do, of course, is realize that in the final analysis, what happens is really up to the Lord. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this evening is Dr. Madeline Cosman. And Dr. Cosman, why don't you pick up the story? We were talking about anchor babies, and of course how they are used then, this whole concept is being misused, is being manipulated by people from LULAC and from MALDAV and from the Ford Foundation to utilize certain provisions in our Constitution to justify ever-increasing illegal immigration. So you pick up the story there, please.
With pleasure. You mentioned the Constitution, Dr. Stan, and you're absolutely correct that the source of the problem of anchor babies is in fact a misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The 14th Amendment states, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. Well, clearly, our founding fathers had no intention of having illegal aliens become citizens, but the law has been perverted to allow that. So, for example, in, say, Stockton, California, 70% of all babies born in the San Joaquin General Hospital maternity ward were illegal aliens. And we have huge numbers of illegal aliens who are making their anchor babies, and these anchor babies are stunningly valuable to the illegal aliens and horrendously expensive to every taxpayer.
Well, now, don't they actually automatically get a certain amount of welfare payment simply because they are born here in the United States, despite the fact they're born here illegally to illegal aliens?
That is exactly correct. Many of your listeners may have seen in the Wall Street Journal in November of 2003 an interview with a quite remarkable family of fruit pickers named Silverio. Cristobal and Felipa Silverio had come here illegally in 1997. They brought three children aged 19, 12, and 8. Felipa was the mother of the bride, the 19-year-old named Lourdes. Well, Felipa immediately popped out a new daughter, her anchor baby, named Floor. Floor was extremely valuable, and I'll tell why in just a moment. However, she was born premature and spent 3 months in the neonatal incubator and cost San Joaquin Hospital a minimum of $300,000. Meanwhile, Lourdes married another illegal alien and made a little anchor baby named Esmeralda. Not to be outdone, Grandma Felipa made yet another anchor baby named Christian. Now, these two anchor babies for the Silverios qualify together for $1,000 per month of welfare payments. Floor, because she has asthma, is far more valuable than the healthy Christian, because Floor gets $600, Christian, the healthy creature, gets only $400. So sick children are far more valuable to illegal aliens than healthy kids. But look what happens when we start adding up what the family makes per year. Cristobal and Felipa, Papa and Mama, make $18,000 picking fruit. Anchor baby Floor plus anchor baby Christian earn $12,000 because they're anchor babies. So this illegal alien family makes $30,000 per year. Now, Cristobal enjoys drinking, and one Saturday night, he crashed his car. He had no insurance, no license, owed thousands of dollars, but very easily, he bought another van. According to the Stockton Police Department, 44% of all hit-and-run accidents are caused by illegal aliens. And if Chris had been seriously injured, never mind, no problem, EMTALA would have provided, as it did for one of his neighbors who had a 4-year rehabilitation as a quadriplegic after a very violent night on the town.
And of course, this is all driving up the cost of our medical care. When was the last time you heard anybody talk about how the illegal aliens are driving up the cost of our health care, and they're not telling you that? They tell you about all the people who don't have health insurance. They don't tell you the reason they don't have health insurance is because it's so expensive, and this is one of the major causes of that. But of course, as long as you can make people think that the system is failing, why, of course, they'll look to government for help. There's no problem facing medicine today that a new government program won't make worse. We didn't have any of these problems before government got involved, and they're destroying medicine so that they can control medicine, so they can control you. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty.
The Anglo-American establishment that gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Madeline Cosman, and we're talking about the illegal immigration and the expense of illegal immigration. We've already talked about how it's driving up your medical bills, and then how the anchor babies fit into this. What a wonderful scam. You know, there's no other nation in the entire world where you can go there and have a child illegally and then immediately draw welfare. Do you think you could do this in Switzerland? Do you think you could do this, in Germany? Do you think you could do this in New Zealand or Australia? But here in the United States, of course, the policies put forward by the socialists and the globalists who would destroy this nation have encouraged this sort of thing. Why? Because they're intent upon bankrupting our country, and they're well on the way to doing it. Go ahead and pick up the story there, Dr. Cosman.
Let me give you an example of how the socialists and globalists are affecting the medical care costs in California. I drive a four-wheel drive truck, and I went to my mechanic, and I didn't understand initially, but he does indeed employ an illegal alien, and let me call him Umberto. I came to pick up the truck, everything was done beautifully, and suddenly Umberto ran up to me and said, "Dr. Cosman, my children have lost their shadows, help me!" I looked at him, shadows? What was he talking about? It turns out that illegal alien Umberto and his wife have five children. Two have been diagnosed with autism. Two have been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And the last was diagnosed with something I had never heard of before, namely oppositional defiant disorder. All five children take California-sponsored Ritalin and other psychotropic drugs. The children who are autistic, however, have individual attendants called shadows. And each shadow, that is, each private individual attendant for each child, costs $30,000 per year. Also, Umberto and his wife go out for dinner every Thursday evening because California provides respite care babysitters. Now, this is one family. I had the opportunity to determine whether this was unusual or whether this was just routine, and I discovered to my absolute astonishment that Mexican civil rights advocates help the illegal aliens. The Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, MALDEF, that you mentioned a moment ago, funded by the Ford Foundation, is one of the most latent encouragers of the illegal aliens' use of our medical facilities. There's the National Immigration Law Center, which on its website boasts that it restored $12 billion worth of supplemental security income to illegal aliens. And it also restored to them $800,000 in food stamps and Medi-Cal benefits. What we've got to perceive is that George Soros's Open Society Institute, the Southern Poverty Law Center, as well as this MALDEF, Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, are initiating scams, frauds, cheats. I had the chance to review the documents from one local medical clinic that dealt with illegal aliens, and I noticed, much to my amazement, that 300 people all were diagnosed as mildly mentally retarded. All 300 had the same translator, the same psychiatrist, the same advocate. They also had the same symptoms and the same stipend per month.
And, of course, in other words, if you are a mildly mentally defective, why are you getting an additional stipend? You get a financial a bequest from the government?
That is precisely the case. In fact, the more disability an illegal alien can claim, the more money he gets.
Now, why would we be funding people who are here illegally and rewarding them from coming here illegally by giving them that? And, of course, if they're all three of them had the same translator, the same psychiatrist, and, of course, the same diagnosis and symptoms, that would sound like a scam to me. I'm sure you must have been a little bit suspicious, weren't you?
Well, absolutely. Now, it was 300 people, 300 in one clinic, and there is absolutely no question as to what was going on. And we've got to recognize that various individuals have been behind the changing of the definition of disability. In order for there to be a permanent disability payment, which enables one to get SSI, Supplemental Security Income, one can claim a physical disability, but one also can claim mental disability or social disability. So we now have 500,000 supposedly mentally disabled children taking psychotropic drugs who, in essence, have monetary incentives to bad, bizarre behavior. And it's called crazy money for crazy behavior. And that's indeed what is presented in our schools as well as in our medical clinics.
All different ways of ripping off the system. But, of course, you get what you subsidize, and you subsidize people being ill, they'll be ill. You subsidize people not working, they're not going to work. You subsidize people going to work, and boy, they're going to go to work, and they're going to work hard, and they're not going to have any crazy symptoms.
Precisely. And one thing that I must emphasize to our listeners is that there's a particular code in the disability system called DA and A, and it stands for drug addiction and alcoholism. So we consider drug addiction and alcoholism diseases and disabilities. To give you an example, in Bakersfield, California, a woman named Linda Torres was arrested with $8,500 in small bills in a sack. The police initially assumed that this was stolen money, but in fact, it turned out to be her supplemental security income lump sum award for her disability, which is heroin addiction. Now, we have huge numbers of immigrants. Now, some of them are legal and some are refugees, but large numbers are illegal who have fraudulent Social Security cards taking and getting supplemental security income. To give you an example, in 1982, 3% of all recipients of supplemental security income were aliens. In 1992, suddenly 10.9%. But in 2003, these were the last statistics I was able to find, nearly 25% of those collecting this special monthly stipend for disability are immigrants, and a great number of them are illegal.
Well, of course, we live in a world gone mad. In fact, right now, they're even wanting to get people who are here illegally Social Security benefits when they go back to Mexico if they have paid into Social Security here illegally. Why are we doing this? You have to understand that our leaders have no loyalty to America. It is this globalist vision. And when you understand that, when you understand the point 10 of the Earth Charter, which is the Mein Kampf, for what's going on. In fact, Gorbachev calls it the New Ten Commandments, because they keep it in the Ark of Hope, which is the occult or the demonic manifestation or counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. And there, of course, in point 10, they talk about redistributing the wealth between nations. That's what they're doing. I wonder when the last time you heard that from Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh, these people who are paid such high salaries by the establishment not to reveal what's going on, but to conceal the truth from the American people. So pick up the story there, Dr. Cosman.
There's another way of concealing the truth. And Dr. Stan, one of the things that I keep thinking of whenever I contemplate the way in which infectious diseases are being reintroduced to our country, I keep thinking about the ancient walled fortress city of Troy. No one could penetrate those powerful walls. When the Greeks wanted to overcome and vanquish the city of Troy, what did they do? They gave a huge, gigantic wooden sculpture or a wooden gift horse to the Trojans, and they hid their soldiers inside the body of that horse. The foolish Trojans welcomed the horse into the citadel, and that night the Greeks burst forth and they destroyed the sleeping city. Well, to infiltrate America's cities, illegal aliens are, alas, hiding in their bodies deadly weapons that burst forth silently to infect our sleeping citizens. And if that sounds like an exaggeration, let me suggest a few of the horrendous diseases that are being reintroduced to America, even though our excellent hygiene and our excellent medicine had essentially overcome these diseases and made them disappear. The first is tuberculosis. Thanks to such things as isoniazid and rifampin, the disease essentially disappeared. But in Virginia in 2002, suddenly there was a 17% increase in tuberculosis, but in Prince Edward County, Virginia, a meteoric 188% increase. What happened? Suddenly, school teachers in Michigan, policemen in Minnesota were claiming that they had tuberculosis, and they did, and it was a virulent type of multiple drug resistant TB. The same thing is true in Delray Beach, Florida, in Portland, Maine. What was happening? Well, the Mycobacterium tuberculosis, this dreaded disease microorganism resists at least two major TB drugs. In the old days, tuberculosis was cured with four drugs in 6 months, and it cost $2,000 a patient, and all was well. This new multiple drug resistant TB requires 2 years worth of toxic drugs. 60% of the people, that's Americans, as American citizens infected with this time bomb, in addition to the illegal aliens, 60% die, and the cost of treatment is $250,000 per person.
Now, my understanding, and I've even heard these stories, that sometimes, and certainly if they are the very, very prevalent type of tuberculosis, they will be sent from the Mexican hospitals to the United States because the Mexican hospitals don't have the money for drugs. They even give them directions to the American hospitals. They actually come here, they go to the hospital, they have to be treated, they have to be given the medications, and of course then they live off the generosity of the American taxpayers. This is organized insanity. At one time, you weren't allowed to come into this country if you carried a disease. And if you wanted to immigrate legally into this country, you had to be examined, you had to have a chest x-ray, you had to have a skin test. We did not bring infected people into this country, but that's no longer the case. In fact, they're not only being allowed to come in, they're being encouraged to come in, because all the freebies are here. Now, what sort of madness is this, or is it not madness at all? Is it something far more sinister? So please pick up the story there, Doctor.
Well, take another disease such as Chagas disease. Very few people know about it, but in Latin America, it's very, very common. 18 million are infected per year. 50,000 die. It is sometimes called American trypanosomiasis or Chagas disease, and it has a disgusting nickname called the kissing bug disease because the protozoan favors the lips and the mouth for infection. Now, why is this important? Chagas disease is infiltrating the U.S. blood supply, and organ transplants have been infected as well. So you may have read in the New York Times that in the year 2001, three people had transplanted into their bodies Chagas-infected transplanted organs, and of these, two died. What happens? Chagas, when it is a chronic disease, enlarges and weakens either the heart or the intestines, and then, within a few years, the heart or intestines explode and the patient drops dead. Take another example, leprosy. It was so rare that in 40 years, only 900 people, in 40 years, that's an amazing statistic, contracted leprosy. But in the past 3 years, we suddenly have 7,000 cases of Hansen's disease. And now it's considered endemic to the northeast of America. Why? Because immigrants, most of them illegal, from India, Brazil, the Caribbean, and Mexico, have brought in leprosy. Anyone who reads the Bible knows that leprosy is a terrible scourge, and it used to be called the disease of the soul because it's so horrendously disfigured flesh and particularly faces. Then there's another disease which is exceptionally rare, dengue fever. Who ever heard of this in America? Well, there was a recent outbreak in 2003 in Webb County, Texas, right at the Mexican border. And though dengue fever usually is not fatal, dengue hemorrhagic fever routinely kills. Everyone read in newspapers about that Tiki restaurant in Pennsylvania, in which a restaurant worker, an illegal alien, exposed 3,000 people to hepatitis A, and two of them died. And then take polio, take malaria, take West Nile virus. We thought polio was eradicated because of our magnificent medical achievements, but polio is being reintroduced thanks to illegal aliens. We thought malaria was eradicated, but it's being reintroduced thanks to illegal aliens. West Nile encephalitis, the same thing. In 1999, 8,200 people were infected in New York. 62 severely, 7 died. West Nile is now everywhere in 21 states and Washington.
Well, we're out of time. Dr. Cosman, do you have a website where people could get more information?
No, I don't. But if anyone cares to go on to Google, they can find my name, Dr. Madeline Cosman, and see some of the things that I have written. But I am a champion for liberty, and I'm deeply grateful to you, Dr. Spann, for your being so cogent and magnificent a voice of liberty. I'm pleased to participate.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Madeline. Bye-bye.
We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blacked out across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, what really happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long-suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, what really happened.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is why I want to remind our listeners here in the Monterey Bay area that we are going to have a program. It's going to be an all-day-long seminar at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. It's going to be on the 6th of November. That's a Saturday. Going to start. Oh, probably ought to get there maybe a quarter after eight or 8:30. You're going to start probably at 8:45. Going to go all through the day. Lunch is going to be served. We're bringing in outside speakers. I think it's going to be a great program. We're going to have Pastor Joe Schimmel, who has the most amazing story, and some things you're going to see you just won't believe, showing how music is being used to control the minds of people. And, of course, bring in this New World Order. It was Aristotle and Plato both said, let us control the music. We can control the society. Well, they do control the music. And it's leading America towards its destruction. And then, of course, be sure to give us a call, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when we have to remind our listeners all across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours every day. You can hear us 5 hours a day somewhere in America on radio. You can hear our internet programs. You can go to RadioLiberty.com, and of course you'll get the links to the various networks we're on, GCN Live, American News Network.com Live, certainly Radio Liberty Live, RBN Live.com, and Soundwave2000.com. It's all there, and of course we want you to get other people listening to our programs and getting the education they need. please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and you can see all the various books and videos and four tape sets we have and the new items we're carrying. You can read our newsletters. Let me suggest you copy them and read them several times. Check the information, check the documentation, and then, of course, go to the various items we carry. Actually, we carry the Sanjian radios, and we carry the big Berkey products, and we carry other products at the Robinson Homeschool curriculum. All of those sort of help to subsidize what we do, but we're still primarily dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs, who believe that there's a problem and believe we have a different approach. Now, let me simply point out that we do carry on the immigration issue a wonderful video. It's called The Conquest of Aslan. The Conquest of Aslan. We carry a book on the Ford Foundation and its influence on immigration. It's called Importing Immigration. It's actually written by a congressional aide, a gentleman who's worked in Washington, D.C. for a long time, who goes into the background of what the Ford Foundation is doing for immigration. But certainly you would want to get our book. We've kept in print for many years called Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence. It is the only book that will really tell you what the great tax-exempt foundations are doing. And what are they doing? They're financing communism and socialism and revolution in America, because they're intent upon destroying this country. They have always been. That has been their major thrust. Oh, yes, they're going to make some good grants. They're going to do some good things. But, of course, who do you think financed Alfred Kinsey in the effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society? Why, none other than that, the Rockefeller Foundation. And they've done everything to conceal this. They knew what they were doing. They just don't want the American people to know. So the book, Foundation, The Power, is must-reading, along with my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you get the video of the Conquest of Aslan, you'll hear the leaders of this movement, the illegal immigration movement, talking about how you Anglos better get used to living over in Great England or in Europe, because we're going to throw you out of here. You need to hear what these people are really doing, preaching hatred, funded by the Ford Foundation with tax-exempt money. You need to get that video, The Conquest of Aslan. You need, of course, to get the book, Importing Revolution, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the Brotherhood of Darkness Special, which will give you so much information. Remember, we are putting on a conference here on the 6th of November at the Monterey, here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay, at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. It's an all-day meeting. Hope you can come. Give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, because you'll need a reservation, because we're going to be serving lunch, and we have to know how many are going to be there. We've got a couple of weeks now, a little over 2 weeks before the meeting is going to be held, but I think you'll find it a fascinating, fascinating time. Most people don't understand what sustainable development is. It's a plan for world fascism. Sustainable development really is socialism. It talks about the environment, but the real program is control over you and every aspect of your life, if you're allowed to live, because they intend to kill off most of the world population. You say that's crazy talk? Well, you need to hear what they really say. Pray for America. Please pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers, but please remember to pray for my ministry of Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.